Esmeralda, I have some things here that no man over 40 should wear.
Oh, boy.
Let's see if you agree. Your high school era cologne.
Yeah.
It says, Dracar Noir had its time, let it go.
Oh, for sure. And yeah. Especially nowadays, boys like to wear Axe. Don't keep going with that.
No Axe.
20 and younger, I would say you can do that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of okay.
Yeah, I don't wear, I've never, ever, ever worn a scent. I mean, except for like deodorant. That's it. Never. So, how about this? No man over 40 should wear overalls.
I mean, I guess if you're out farming.
Do you work at a farm? Will you at any point in the future use a pitchfork or smoke a corncob pipe? Are you a precocious child? If you answered no to any of these questions, then you know what to do. Not wear them.
Yeah, they do look kind of funky on grown men.
Now, what do you think of Dexy's Midnight Runners? They would not agree with
you. That's kind of like the farming question. Mm. Like, are you in Dexy's Midnight Runners?
Right, yeah, they should
then,
add
yes,
that.
You can wear overalls.
They should add that to that description. Unless you are working on a farm, smoking a corncob pipe, holding a pitchfork, a precocious child, or in Dexy's Midnight Runners, then you can't wear. All right, how about this? Long man bangs.
I don't know what those look like.
You protest, but Jared Leto has bangs and he's 45. To which we'd respond, is there anything else in your life that you could say, but Jared Leto does that and get away with it?
Oh, I see this. It's more a thing if you can pull it off.
Yeah.
If you can pull it off, fine.
Well, Jared Leto can pretty much pull off anything.
Right.
Because he's a beautiful man.
Yeah, and he doesn't look 40 or over 40.
No, he does not look over 40. No. He's always going to be Jordan Catalano to me. Always. Even when he was dressed up like the Joker, I was like, that's Jordan Catalano.
Jordan Catalano went through some stuff.
Yeah. Jordan Catalano's got all these, he's got weird eyes and weird hair in Blade Runner, but that's Jordan Catalano. He's just got those weird eyes. All right. Spanx. If you can't squeeze into your pants, that's nature's way of saying you need new pants.
Oh, see, I think that's fine.
Men to wear Spanx?
Yeah.
Well,
if you need to, you know, slim out a little bit.
All right.
Smooth out the bumps and lumps. That's
yeah.
fine.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we got a break here. That's what we're doing. We're going to take a break, and then we got the news coming up and more things that you shouldn't wear over 40, that a man should not wear over 40. If you would like to join us with your opinions on what men should not wear if you're over 40, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200, right here on 720 WGN. News next. Two for Tuesday. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. Two Tuesdays, two for Tuesday. Nick DiGilio here. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. That's Canadian Bill, who requested Tragically Hip, Blow It High Dough, in honor of Downey's passing. Bill said that their farewell concert was on TV and a third of the country watched it. Wow. Including Saga. So, all right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. Skip Skipley is on the way, and we will have another incredible edition of pop-up video, and I know that Dave Ennett and his psychic feline army are on their way in, and the cats are starting to line up on Michigan Avenue, so we're all getting ready. That's all coming up. We're here till 5 o'clock every weekday morning. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Right now, though, we're talking about things that no man over 40 should wear. So things that no man over 40 should wear. So far, I am. We've said four things, and I'm over 40. I'm over 50, and I don't wear any of them. So, I was at a time, at one period of time, I was in Dexy's Midnight Runners. So,
throw out those overalls.
That's right. All right, next, guyliner. Hey, we went to college. We also had goth and emo periods, and you know what? You too can retire that look. They say. Is Billy Joe Armstrong? He's got to be over 40, right? got to be well over 40, right?
I think he is, yeah, and he's still trying to do it.
Yeah.
No.
That's another thing that Jordan Catalano did. Jared Leto, when he's in his little band, what's the name of his band, 30 Seconds to Mars or something?
See, like but again, he can
wow,
do
it. You were trying to find the foot. That is the correct answer.
That's the right answer, right?
Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong's 45.
He's 45. Billy Joe Armstrong's 45.
See, but Jared Leto, Jordan Catalano can pull off anything.
Yeah,
he can
that's
do
true.
The guy liner.
That's true.
Billy.
Who?
Billy Joe.
Yeah.
He's getting wrinkles, and it's just deep-seated in there now. It doesn't look good.
All right, how about this? Nobody, no man over 40 should wear a thong. Shouldn't that really just be no man?
No.
Really?
No, there's some that can wear, they can pull it off.
Really? Now, there's one thing that literally 100% of your fellow beachgoers aren't curious about is what you look like in a thong. Okay. Again, no worries coming from this end. You should not wear a racy Halloween costume. If your Halloween costumes cannot be explained with without the adjective sexy, then you need to rethink your approach. Do guys dress sexy for Halloween?
I don't.
I mean, I know obviously that's something that we talk about every year. You know, oh, I'm a cat, but I'm a sexy cat. Okay. We have a traffic update. Esmeralda, what's going on?
Yes, on the inbound Dan Ryan, just before the Stevenson, there is that jackknife semi. It is now blocking all lanes. You also have the inbound Stevenson ramp closed. Inbound Stevenson ramp to outbound Dan Ryan, that was closed earlier, but just keep that on all shut down there. Inbound Dan Ryan, just before the Stevenson, all lanes are down.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's not good. We'll keep an eye on that.
It's going to be a messy commute.
Whew, that's terrible. All right, 312-981-7200. All men over 40 should not wear this stuff. You know what's next on the list, Esmeralda?
What's that?
Shark tooth necklaces.
You got to be like 15 to be wearing those. And even then, you're going to get made fun of once you're older.
If you're a professional surfer, we'll let it slide, but otherwise it's time to retire that bad boy.
Can we throw puka shell necklaces in there?
Yeah, well, You can't say that, though, at a Dave Matthews show.
Required. All the bras.
That's required.
All the bros need to be wearing their necklaces. Hemp and puka.
See, that's another thing. Whenever I go to a Dave show, I stand out. You know what I mean? Like, I stick out like a sore thumb. Although I am a white man, so that's predominantly who listens to Dave Matthews.
You're wearing a baseball cap.
I am wearing a baseball cap,
but do you wear it backwards when you're at the shows?
I have in the past.
Because I feel like that's the more. Like,
yeah, no,
gotta
you got to wear it.
But
you have to wear it backwards.
I mean, and you always carry a hacky sack. So
that's true. That's true.
How much tie dye do you own?
All of it. I own all of the tie dye, and I always carry a bong wherever I go. So you know, we did this show many years ago. This play called Among the Dead. Which I've mentioned before, and I was really one of the best times I've ever had on stage, a part that was written specifically for me, and I just had a blast doing it. I got to kill a bunch of zombies, which I felt ambivalent about because I always side with zombies in the zombie movies. I love them. They're the protagonists as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, we were trying to, like, Ryan Oliver, who wrote it and directed it, he was throwing ideas about what kind of zombies we should have. Because, you know, like, if in a zombie movie, you always get, like, a dead nurse walking around. You know, there's a priest. So we were trying to come up with ideas about what sort of zombies we should have. But he was like, I don't want to turn this into a Village People concert. So I want to keep it kind of clever. So I came up with a zombie named Grave Matthews, and it would be a bruh, I actually donated one of my Dave Matthews hats to the production, and the actor who played Grave Matthews, he played several zombies. He was part of the ensemble, so he played several zombies, but Grave Matthews was his favorite, and I got to fight Grave Matthews. We had a fight scene together. Anyway, so Grave Matthews comes out full on. He's got the zombie makeup and everything, but he's got my Dave Matthews hat on backwards, and he specifically wore it backwards. so he could be Grave Matthews. All right, what's next? Oh, how about this? Horizontal wide stripes.
You know what? Honest, horizontal stripes on anyone does not work. Makes you wider than you really are.
I personally like horizontal stripes.
Yeah, well, they're not very flattering.
Well, I think they are. Not me wearing them.
Vertical. Vertical. You need vertical. No, Makes you thinner.
I like the horizontal better. On the ladies. I prefer horizontal stripes. But horizontal wide stripes, and this is, you know what their explanation for this is, Esmeralda? Simply, you're not the Hamburglar.
Yeah, because that's what makes everyone look like. You look like the Hamburglar when you have horizontal striped things on. Vertical stripes. Go vertical.
Oh, man. I don't agree with that. I enjoy horizontal stripes on the ladies. I do. So, all right. Hey, we have to break here for weather and traffic. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, 2 for Tuesday. Canadian Bill, Tragically Hip, that's Courage, in honor of Gow Doughty's passing away last week for your 2 for Tuesday requests. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. After 4:30 news, Skip Skipley will be here, and we'll have another thrilling pop-up video contest. Right now we are talking about things that no man over 40 should wear. And we are now at fanny packs. Now, again, shouldn't it be general? Does it doesn't have to be 40?
Yeah, it's becoming a thing again for everyone.
Fanny packs are?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how expensive or luxurious you think your fanny pack is, it's still an odd bulge on your hip. Instead, rock a backpack or a messenger bag.
The hipsters love it.
The fanny packs?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I don't know.
All right, how about this? Nobody over 40, no men over 40 should wear clothing made of mesh.
See, that, again, might be if you can pull it off look, because I think, I want to say that Trent Reznor was rocking some mesh at some point in the, like.
Really?
You know, within the few years.
Oh.
And he's, like, 40-something.
Right? Yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, he might even be. I think he might be in his 50s. Trent Reznor might be in his 50s. I would guess he's around my age. My guess is Trent Reznor is like 52, 53.
52.
See?
He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. How about this? Velcro sneakers.
Eh. I don't mind them.
Yeah, I don't think that's that big a deal. I mean, I don't wear them. I don't understand. It says, we understand that this is a crazy, fast-paced world. The last thing you need to worry about is laces, but you're a grown-up now. It's time to man up. Repeat after us, bunny ears, playing by the tree. Okay. I don't really see the need to scream about that. I've never worn Velcro sneakers because I only wear Chucks. You know what was really cool? There was a rerun last week of U2 was on Idiot Fallon show. And Edge was rocking. He was rocking Chucks. The Edge was rocking Chucks. I was like, all right, that's cool. All right, next on the list, trucker hats. It says, unless, of course, you actually drive a semi. No trucker hats.
Yeah, that's... Ugh.
Well, that was popular in the mid-2000s.
Yeah, at Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher. How about this? No men over 40 on rollerblades. Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I would definitely have to agree with that. Next on the list, untucked dress shirts. I don't know about that.
You know, they have those shirts now that you can have untucked. And they're tailored to just fall like right where it looks good.
I wear untucked dress shirts. Untucked. I wear untucked dress shirts pretty regularly, like over a T-shirt. A controversial take given that the great casualization of menswear these days, but the combination of graying flecks in your hair and an untucked dress shirt just screams, I'm trying too hard to be casual cool. Really? Is that what that screams?
I think it depends.
Kurt said Crocs should not be worn by anyone over 12.
No, I agree.
Tell that to Mario Batali.
I think, well, he can't wear, I don't know why he wears them everywhere, but.
Wears them everywhere.
I mean, I guess if you're in the kitchen or,
yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
A nurse, or they're useful in that manner.
Steven Galesburg said bicycle shorts or any Lycra.
Oh, boy. Even when you can wear it, sometimes it's a little unsettling.
Yeah. 815 area code, no man over 40, well over 14. Should ever wear his baseball cap backwards, especially the kind with the plastic adjustable strap. Lame look. I've done it many times. I don't do it as much. When I was younger, I did it more. Now I wear them forward. Every once in a while, I'll wear one backwards. Because I got one of my favorite Cubs hats. Is not adjustable. It's fitted. And on the front, it's got the Angry Cub logo. You know, the pissed off Cub logo. And on the back, it's got the C. So sometimes I'll wear that one backwards. Because it's got two cool logos, one on the front, one on the back. I just basically wear the Cub hat that I have on now because it says seventh inning stretch singer on the side. And I like people to see that because they gave it to me when we sang the stretch. So nobody else has them. Unless you have sung the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field, you don't have this hat. So that's why I like to wear it. All right. No more mismatched socks. Who does that? Is that a thing? Yeah. Face paint for sporting events. Oh, Putty. Putty from Seinfeld. We're the devils! Pajama pants in public. So there's only one person who could have ever gotten away with this look, and that's Hugh Hefner, they said.
I don't like when people do that. Hard to put pants on.
Even if you're just running out to the store next door.
Just put some pants on.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, I don't do that. I put my pants on.
Yeah.
If I go out,
it's
I put my
hard.
Pants on. Even if I throw the garbage out, I'll put my pants on.
A pair of jeans, come on.
I will not walk outside in a pair of, and I wear like, you know, as soon as I get home, I change into pajama pants when I'm chilling out at home immediately. But I'm not going to go outside. If I'm going to throw the garbage out, I will put a pair of pants on.
And then think about it, too. A lot of times your pajama pants are looser on the bottom.
Yes.
So then they're dragging around on the dirty ground.
Yep. Mm. The sweater that your mom gave you for Christmas 10 years ago, unless she personally knit it, there's no realizing. She won't even realize it's missing.
I would disagree.
You would? You like Christmas sweaters?
No, only just keep it for your mom.
Oh, I see.
Because they will notice.
Okay.
I don't know what moms don't.
How about this? Any man over 40 should not wear a cape. There was another Seinfeld episode.
I love that has to be on a list.
Because Larry David's character, Larry David played George, or, oh my God, Mr. Costanza. What is his dad's name? Why am I blanking on George's dad's first, Frank Costanza? Frank Costanza's lawyer, played by Larry David, wore a cape. They made a big, ridiculous deal out of it. How about this? Studded belts. Why would you wear, I don't even understand that.
Yeah, those are, you know, for the kids.
Yeah. How about this? A captain's hat. Don't wear a captain's hat. What about the captain in Tennille?
He's the only one. And real captains.
Yes. Scented moisturizer. Your skin doesn't need to smell like lavender, they say.
It depends on the fragrance.
Yeah.
Could be nice.
All right. And then finally, sandals with socks.
Yeah, no.
All right. We'll take a break. We got the news coming up next. And then skip here. I think Skip's walking down the hall.
He's in the green room talking to Mary.
Oh, he's in the green room talking to Mary. Okay. Okay. So Skip Kipley is going to be here. We'll play another round of pop-up video. Okay. So, news is next.